Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in Monte Carlo for the Rendezvous de Septembre. For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by Marc Cloutier, Chairman and Chief Executive of Aspen. Marc, it's great to see you. Welcome.
Good to see you again.
So, Marc, unusually, in a sense, there seems to be some discrepancy or some divergence of opinion in where we are in the reinsurance cycle. Where do you think we are?
I think we're at a really interesting phase at the moment. There's still, a fear-driven caution that I think may affect what some people would base as sort of economic arguments for maybe some price softening in some classes, with the uncertainty around, you know, what's happening with climate and on the longer tail lines, things like social inflation, interest rates. I think that there is enough uncertainty and then fear coming off the back of that uncertainty that we'll see some continued discipline, through this next renewal cycle.
So at this stage in any cycle, I guess discipline is the key word. But how easy is it to achieve discipline when all around you are kind of losing their heads?
Well, I'm not sure all around us are losing their heads. So, a lot of the conversations that I've been in, remember, we're both a seller and a buyer. The conversations that I've been involved in have been really rational and for the most part, really sensible, and some signals, particularly from our reinsurers, that they do intend to hold the line somewhat. I think that there is a recognition that in some classes, rate levels are strong yet, and there may be some room for some small reductions, but generally speaking, the market seems quite rational right now in the conversations that we're having.
So AM Best still has its positive outlook on the reinsurance segment. Is that something that you can identify with?
Yeah, I can. I think that if you think about all that I just said, and if I am anywhere near right, and more wrong than right generally, but if you think about all of that and you think that we're coming off of a couple of years of a pretty good rate environment, that is yet to earn through. And so if the discipline holds and even if we see some softening in the classes that are less, say, loss affected, as I said, we think adequacy is still strong. So if you think we have a couple of good years to earn through and things aren't going to go over a cliff, I think the outlook should be quite good.
It's always a great privilege for me to talk to people who've seen various market cycles. And of course, they say the most expensive words in the English language are this time it's different. But what does your experience tell us about what happens next?
I think what I have my eye on in terms of what's happening next, and we've been somewhat of a contributor to a phenomena that I'm hearing a lot about at this Monte Carlo Rendezvous, and that's casualty sidecars, third-party capital coming into the longer tail lines. It will be interesting to see if that actually starts to affect capacity and pricing. So I think that's going to be one to really watch.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Is there one thing that could really make a difference in the casualty arena?
Positively or negatively?
Either. I guess positive is what people are hoping for.
I think, a serious effort by particularly the U.S. government at tort reform to confront, you know, what we're nicely calling social inflation, which is really legal system abuse and litigation funding. I think, you know, good actions taken there could be good for our industry, but I think it would be very good for, you know, the economy of the United States and sort of the society as a whole in terms of affordability and availability of protection.
Of course, what happens in the United States inevitably spreads into the rest of the world, particularly as the reinsurance industry.
It does, but we don't seem to have the same incident, if you will, of that phenomena of social inflation in many of the other regions of the world.
Well, one final question, if I may. What one issue are we missing today that's going to be most important in the future?
I think the subject of protection gaps, they are becoming more, excuse me, and in terms of the different types of risk where there are gaps, and just the sheer order of magnitude of some of those gaps is widening. We're not, as an industry, doing a great job of answering the opportunity, one, to deploy capital there, and two, to serve our, you know, one of our purposes of sort of building resiliency and sustainability into economies. And I think industry, regulators, the accounting profession, all working together to think through structures and new products that can be responsive to those risks that we seem to be struggling to get our head around right now is going to be, one, vitally important for global economies, but two, a real opportunity for our sector if we can really make some progress in terms of offering up some meaningful solutions.
And everybody has a role in evangelizing for the reinsurance and the insurance industries.
Yes, everybody does. And we're in, you know, for the most part, we're not doing a terrific job of that right now.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining. It's always a great pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.